We like each other.
Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and along with my co-host, stylist of the stars, Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hola, chola.
Our TV doctor, Dr.
Television
Jorge.
Television doctor. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Famous. Yes. He's famous now because people, you know, like, stop him on the streets.
One person.
Have you ever seen, he's got this white lab coat, and he's got this great logo. It just says Dr. Jorge.
Ooh.
It's branding.
It's
like Cher and Madonna. Yes. It just says their first name, right?
Dr. Jorge.
When you dump the last name. It's just like Dr. Jorge.
No, people have done that. People have done that in the television industry against doctors' wills to try to make doctors more accessible. All right, so we haven't done it. It was always
but
disrespectful.
But your logo says Dr. Jorge.
Because that's what I started getting called on, like The View, or, you know. Drop a name, you know.
Okay,
no,
Oprah.
Dr. Phil, yeah. Dr. Jorge, Dr. Oz, that is his last name.
Really is his last name?
Yeah, his first name is Mehmet. Would you call him Dr.
Mehmet?
No,
yeah.
Dr. Oz is
catchier. Oz is like, yeah, that's a home run.
Dr. Jorge, I think that's very sexy.
It is.
I do, I like it.
It is, Jorge. Baby. It is, baby.
It makes you wonder what kind of panties he's wearing.
She beat me to it. She dropped the panties. Yeah. Woo.
Since we talk about panties on every show, figured I'd be the first
You're
one
like,
out there.
Okay, I'm gonna get it next time.
I was already thinking, how can I talk about panties?
How do I bring it all back to panties?
We should talk about tank tops because he's still wearing.
He's
a tank
wearing
top.
Yes.
He looks like something out of West Side Story, doesn't he?
Right. You expect him to be snapping those? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, did you know he was cheating on us on another podcast?
Oh.
Yes.
What a whore.
I know.
So you were on Brandi Granville's podcast?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Wasn't she on our podcast once? Did she call in?
I don't think so. We had like Tamara Barney. We had Lisa Vanderpump three times.
You had so many of those Beverly Hills, Orange County housewives.
Allen Davidson. Yeah, we had some good. Kim Richards.
Yeah, we had a lot of them. I lost track of how many.
All those we had the OC and the BH. So,
they were all blending together.
No, they're very different, though.
Yeah,
I think the Beverly Hills ones.
Do you watch that stuff?
I have watched some on occasion, but I haven't watched it in years. But when I watched it, I thought the Beverly Hills were the most entertaining.
Yeah, they are.
I thought
they were the craziest.
Atlanta was pretty crazy too, but that was like ghetto crazy.
Well, that's like wackadoodle crazy.
It was wackadoodle, you know. And then you had the rich crazy over here.
I don't know. See, I watched him a couple of times, and all I walked away with was, "Damn, I don't want to live in that neighborhood."
But here's the funny thing: they all don't live by each other. They're all living all over the place.
And they probably knew each other. You know?
That's the wild thing.
It's just casting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So what's Brandy's?
Hers
podcast?
Is called,
she's on Podcast One Network.
Yeah, yeah. So that was done. It's over on Maple Drive in Beverly Hills. And she,
which is right by where you work,
which is great. I was like, God, maybe we should.
I work in Beverly Hills too. You know,
I know you do.
Don't tell people.
Maybe we could bring you and Mike up to Beverly Hills. And we'll do a podcast there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
So what does she talk about?
Hers is called No Filter, and she pretty much like kind of. It's like an interview show. And so she interviewed Mark and I, and we talked about style and what we do and the celebrities that we cater to.
Right, at Mark Zunino. Let's give them a shameless plug.
Plug.
Right.
Come get your glamour gown at us, at our place. Yeah.
And panties.
Oh, and we do panties.
You should.
We did Jennifer Lopez's panties and Britney. See? Yeah.
All right. See that?
So now he.
That'll be big.
Big, huge panties. Yeah. So that's what her show is about, and it was like an interview program, and unlike how we have our guests that will call in, we actually sat like how we are all sitting at the table, and you know she was sitting across from Mark and I, and so it's a great show, and the interesting thing was I said, well, how long does this run for? And she's like, well, as long as I want it to run for. She was like, you know, she's like, if I have a really boring guest, she's like, it'll only be 15 minutes. But if I have like a really great guest, I'll keep him there for an hour.
How long did she keep you?
We were there for an hour.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, so has she hit you
Come
up
on.
For...
Would you kick this out in 15 minutes?
No.
No.
Not you guys. No.
She wanted free clothing.
I was just about to. You are so reading my mind. So has she stopped?
Did you give her panties?
And ask for free stuff?
No, she said that, I mean, she's, you know, we've, you know, said that we would, like, loan her some dresses, you know, for red carpets and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So is she still on the Beverly Hills? Is the Beverly Hills Housewives?
No. In fact, she's not. She's got her own. She has two shows, two spinoffs. She's got a cooking show that she's on and on the E! Network. And then there's also, like, some other show on the E! Network where it's about – singles, people that are single, and she's one of the. Yeah, they've
hate
got
skinny people who have cooking shows.
Yeah,
well, it's just
she's,
not that
she's got gore. Talk
Let
about
me tell you,
skin.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she really is.
I've seen her twice in person.
Uh-huh.
One was at Sir or whatever.
Oh yeah, Sir
Lisa Vanderpump's other. Yeah, and then another one was on The Doctors. Uh-huh. I was leaving, and she was coming in. She is tall.
She's tall. She's like weighs probably like 110 pounds. Yeah. She's got great little skinny legs, and she looks good. She's beautiful. Yeah.
She scared me.
She did.
Well, I'm
because
Cuban.
Because she was so tall?
No, because I'm Cuban.
Oh, okay.
And her ex-husband, who cheated on her with Leanne Rimes, is Cuban. So maybe she doesn't like Cubans, and I was afraid that she was going to like.
You know a little bit too much about the situation.
Well, I read. Yes, her husband.
Just because
who
Cuban,
was an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, left her for Leanne Rimes. Yeah, cheated on her with Leanne Rimes.
Well, and really? Brandy's so beautiful. I was like, wow, how could you kick
that
out
of there's
bed,
no
right?
accounting for taste.
Right.
You know.
Well, you may be beautiful, but you may be like not doing what you need to do.
Maybe she wasn't.
I don't know if we want to go there.
No, I mean, what I'm saying, beauty isn't everything.
Right,
maybe
it's
Leanne
not.
Does more bang bang yum yum, you know? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, she cooks Chinese.
Maybe she cooks
bang,
Chinese.
Bang bang yum yum.
Yeah.
Yeah. In her panties, I bet.
Well, you know, let's go from panties.
Let's go from panties and bang bang yum yum to
talking about something that Jorge does regularly.
Bang bang
which
yum yum.
Is, no, which is talk about colon health a lot on The Doctors. Because you.
Well, panties and colons, that kind of goes hand in hand, right?
Well,
so.
What I about mean, colon
you
health?
You do. Colonoscopies are something
yes.
that you do in your practice.
Absolutely. It's like my bread and butter.
And, you know, I mean,
so to speak.
I've certainly had a couple of them in my time. But it's funny because when I hear my friends who are going, oh, I'm going to colonoscopy for the first time, and they are just dreading it. And I always say, hey, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
So it's kind of like anxiety that people like.
Well, first of all, it's anxiety because,
yeah,
come on. Somebody's going to put a 5-foot tube in your butt. So that
is it really that long?
5 feet long.
Bump. Yeah. Yes. The colonoscopy.
I thought it was a camera.
It's a camera at the end of a 5-foot tube. It's a small little microchip, and it is a flexible hose that we control, like almost like an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it takes a lot of training to do that. So the chip at the end delivers the image to this big high def screen TV.
Yeah.
And there are all these empty little ports in there that you can put smaller. Little tubes that open up into little hands and take biopsies or into lassos and you remove polyps.
Wow.
90% of all colon cancers happen in people over the age of 50.
50?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't get one before, right? Or
you
your insurance
can.
Won't cover it.
Well,
yeah.
That's right. You have to have a reason to have an early colonoscopy.
So you're in a twilight sleep, basically.
Yeah, you don't.
I didn't remember anything.
You shouldn't because it's uncomfortable. I mean, when that tube turns the corners, it spasms your colon, and it's like labor contractions, I hear. And we put air in to expand the colon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that causes discomfort. So
it must be like farting a lot afterwards, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you haven't had one yet.
I haven't had one yet. I'm like kind of.
Well,
no,
today's your lucky day.
Yeah, no, but I've been like dreading it because I'm thinking.
Take down those panties.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it really. I mean, I've had two now, you know, because I'm 60 years old. And really, it's been non-eventful. The first time I was dreading it because of the anticipation, but after you have the first one, it's.
I've had the HRA test, which you know that's going. Up
yes, that's
down
that's
there,
not going up that far.
Yeah.
That's just in the anus.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now there's a commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Just this morning, in fact, because we talked about it yesterday, but I saw it this morning for Cologuard.
Cologuard. So Cologuard. Is a new test that can actually check for the gene of colon cancer. So what does that mean? That means that if you have colon cancer and you send the specimen out, and really you have to shit into a bucket. Let's just put it. It's like a whole bucket full of crap. And you mail that out. Insurance doesn't cover it.
You mail it? What do you
FedEx? You mail it
out.
Oh, there's poop in the mail all the time. We have our, you can
really?
FedEx your poop. That's how we do the specimens
wow.
with our patients. Yes, yes.
Okay.
So there's like some stinky mail going around. Huh?
There,
yeah.
is. There is. There's
some
shit
sticky
everywhere.
Packages, yeah.
So, oh and gosh. It is a bucket, right? And they send it out.
So it can't be just a smear. You really have to have a.
It's the bucket. You should have seen it. It really is the size of a little pail where kids go to and get put sand on the beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken, huh? Right? Just
I don't know where you
bucket.
Eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, but.
But so, no, like a bucket.
But
you know,
here's
right.
the thing. If there is cancer in your colon,
it'll
this,
show up.
It will show up.
In the
problem I have with that is that by the time you find it, it's already there. All right? And then you need a colonoscopy to see where it is, to remove it or see if it's big enough.
So you may as well just like bite the bullet and do
that's
the
what
colonoscopy,
I say.
Right?
That's what I say. There gave an example on TV of a woman that didn't do a colonoscopy because she was afraid of the prep. A lot of people don't want to do it because they have to starve more or less the day before.
Right.
So she waited a few years and then she tried the Cologuard. And yeah, you know, she had colon cancer. My thing is, had you done it 2 years before?
Right.
You know, it could have been avoided. It could have been prevented.
Yeah.
So in a colonoscopy, can you see precancerous conditions?
Yes.
And what are those?
Well, you don't know until you remove it and look at it under a microscope. It's a lot like what we talked about a few weeks ago in our podcast about skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remove it and analyze it to see if there's cancer there. When I go into a colon, if I see any unusual bump, all right, and that's called a polyp, we remove them. We remove every single one.
Wow. So you don't just eyeball like, oh, that looks like a such and such.
No, that's called a lawsuit.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
you can't eyeball it. Yeah. There's some that you know, ooh, that's cancer. You know, and
I know you remove them all, but can you be like, oh, that one definitely is. Like, have you seen?
Yeah, of course. You can. I shouldn't say of course. That sounds like hoity-toity. Of course. Yeah. But you need to remove them because different polyps are more dangerous than others.
Oh, wow.
So you can say, all right, this one has a 10% chance of turning to cancer. This one has a 30. So that determines when you have to come back for another colonoscopy. Sometimes it's a year, 3 years.
What is the normal time? Because I thought it was every 5 years.
No. The recommendation is that if you don't have a family history of colon cancer and you had a normal colonoscopy, you need to have your stool checked every year by your doctor for blood.
Mm-hmm.
If that's negative, then you get a colonoscopy every 10 years.
Every 10 years?
Yes. All the guys in Silver Lake want it sooner than that. All you bears know who you are.
So, is there...
I'm not in Silver Lake.
No, you're right. And West Hollywood.
So let's talk about colon health. Are there things that you should be... Is there a dietary... Fiber.
What
fiber?
Is fiber? That's like
fiber,
broccoli, right?
Fiber is broccoli. Fiber is wheat. Fiber is fruits, the rind, not the juice.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff is so important. The cultures that eat more fiber, like Asian cultures, African cultures, they have so much less colon cancer than we do. Rule of thumb, if your poop floats, you have enough fiber.
Oh.
If your poop sinks and there's greasiness on it, then you don't have enough fiber and you have too much fat in your diet.
Good to know.
Yeah. Interesting.
So everybody,
you
look
your poops
at
your to float.
Yes,
see?
Yes.
Are there foods that you should definitely stay away from?
No.
Like peanuts, and I was told.
Well, that's
oh,
for
peanuts.
Something else. Who told you that?
When I had my first colonoscopy, they said, "Don't eat peanuts."
Do you have diverticulosis?
No.
Okay, diverticulosis is when your colon has little pockets in it, like little mini appendixes,
and
that's when the peanuts can get stuck in there, little nuts.
Oh, I've heard about
that.
So that's
that. for something else. No.
And
no.
Then they said, "Don't eat peanuts or popcorn."
Yeah, you have diverticulosis, I bet.
No, there was. The sheet that said that was kind of an information sheet that they gave to everybody
for the prep the day before,
and it said, you know, do you eat peanuts? Do you eat this? Do you? And I don't eat peanuts at all.
I completely disagree with that.
Any nuts?
You don't like,
no,
you don't like
I just
nuts?
Don't like the taste of nuts,
really?
So I don't eat nuts.
See, I eat nuts
and
all the time.
I'm not a popcorn eater because
do.
I don't, you know, because I have all these nice teeth, and I don't want to eat popcorn.
No, those are expensive.
Those are two things that I never eat.
You got a fancy grill.
But it was on this, like, facts and figures of, you know.
I don't understand that. No. Only for diverticulosis, those little pockets, do some doctors recommend that you have not eat as many small little seedy things.
And is, very quickly, is colon cancer, what are the rate of survival?
If you have... Depends on how extensive it is. If the colon cancer is limited to just the inside of the colon, then you can cut it out and everything is good. But if not, the survival rate is only like 5%. So get your colon checked.
And on that note, that ends another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia. We'll see you next time.
Woohoo.
lower your panties and check your colon.
You don't like peanut butter cups?
Damn it.
Those are the Reese's peanut butter cups?
I hate that.
Oh, those are the
best. I love peanut butter.